Good late night, everybody. Tonight's topic is for me, actually. It's something that I think about a lot, and it kind of bugs me. Ego versus pride. Why is it not okay in our society for someone just to say, I'm good at something? Or for them just to take pride in an accomplishment, like I did something good. It seems to be a common problem where people are afraid to even say, like, you know, they're a good artist or they're a good writer or they have accomplished something good in life. They don't want to sound like they're bragging. But the way I see it is that saying I'm good at something, that's a great thing. That should be empowering to them and to you and everyone. When it gets to be a problem where they're saying I'm better than you at something, then that's clearly ego. But if they're saying I'm good at this, I'm a good artist, I'm a good writer, you know, I've done a good job. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And people are so sheltered, and I think it's stunting everyone's creativity and their motivation and their self-esteem, being able to feel good about themselves because they feel like they can't or they shouldn't. My wife especially goes through this all the time, where she does not feel like she should ever take pride in anything she does, and you know, she doesn't like her own work. You know, and everyone goes through that a bit, but it's just the fact that she would be afraid to ever say, you know, I'm a good artist, but clearly she's a great artist. There just doesn't seem to be anything wrong to me about just saying that you're good at something. It doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't, you know, it seems like the only reason anyone would take offense to that or start saying that someone is egotistical because of that is if they aren't comfortable with their own accomplishments. So they start to get defensive about it. Because honestly, if somebody tells me that they're a good artist, I'll say, that's great, congratulations. But if I was in a place in my life where I was terrible, I guess that it's like that green-eyed monster. Like you don't want to hear that somebody else is good at something because you're not, or because, you know, if someone else has money and you don't, then you get bitter. But just so you know, if anybody out there wants to talk about how they're proud of their own accomplishments, I'm the guy to talk to, because I'm happy to hear it. And I love hearing those kind of stories. I love hearing someone, you know, coming from nothing and getting millions of dollars. I'm not going to hate on you for having more money than me, just because I'm not there yet, you know. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I'm happy with my accomplishments and things like that. So, you saying that you're happy about it is not going to bother me. So I'm hoping everybody can come with me on this, because I see it all the time. Friends who are even afraid of, you know, promoting their own artwork and saying, like, hey, here's my website, because they're afraid somebody's going to think that they think they're full of themselves because they're posting their own website. And it's just like, no, you're proud of yourself. You've worked hard and you want to show someone, or you want to tell someone, or you just want to make the statement for yourself. You know, it's good to hear, like, you know, you're good at something. So anyway, I hope everybody could be a little less afraid of saying that they're proud of themselves or take pride in something they've done. Be empowered by that, because it means a lot when you can accept yourself as having done a good job and just feel better about things. Not feel scared that someone's going to persecute you for saying that you're good. You know, obviously you don't want to say that you're better than other people, but I mean, that's common sense. But everyone relax. Don't attack people if they say they're good at something and say, that guy's full of himself or that girl's full of themselves. Just relax. Everyone should take some pride in what they do. Anyway, that's just something I see a lot, and it kind of bothers me, because I see people holding themselves back because of worrying about what other people are going to think. So there you go. That's it. Pride versus ego. There's a difference between pride and ego, and I think it's a pretty clear line. So let's not make it so confusing.